Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Da-da. Da-da.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
65 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-70s again, but it's going to be a damp one, it looks like. In fact, it may be damp the rest of the week. Got a little bit of rain going on now. Oh. Cloudy spot showers. A little rain tomorrow. A little rain Thursday. A little rain Friday. And then comes the weekend. Nothing but sunshine. You're far too early. Bills game forecast.
Yeah.
72 sunny. For your first 1 o'clock home tilt for the Bills.
Damn.
On Sunday. Speaking of the Bills,
yep.
Can we do a show where we have some, there are some bad takes we've had on this show.
Oh, sure.
Like bad takes. And we're all guilty of it
yeah,
here in this room.
We're human.
One man, probably way more than others.
What did this idiot do?
Yeah. But no, I don't want to talk about you.
Uh-oh.
So I do a podcast, a Bills podcast with my brother.
Yeah.
Offshoot of the show here called Let's Go Duffalo. We taped an episode last night. It's up now if you want to download it, looking for Bill stuff. Let's Go Duffalo, wherever you get your podcast. There's a story I want to tell you.
Go ahead.
And my brother wanted to bring this up last night because he had a hot take.
Okay.
And by the way, this story we're going to tell you is
about the Bills?
It happened Thursday night in Orchard Park at the stadium.
I saw this.
Okay, so a father and daughter went to the Bills game together.
Nice.
Father and daughter.
Yeah.
All right. 68-year-old man and his daughter, Candace.
Mm-hmm.
So Candace is at the game with her dad, and while they're watching the game, jumping up and down, he looks at his daughter and says, "I need a minute," and he sits down in his seat.
A little out of breath.
Yep. Now I'm going to read you a quote from WIVB in Buffalo who talked to Candace.
Okay.
Quote, "I was absolutely watching all the signs of life fade from my father's face. I truly thought he was absolutely gone."
So he just went gray?
It looks like he's having a heart attack.
Okay.
So Candace.
Boy, 68, that's prime time.
So it says Candace is trying to process what's happening
there.
She, you know, in the moment doesn't understand what's going on. There's so much chaos and everything. Folks in the section around her realize how bad this is, and they start shouting for somebody to come help.
Sure.
Out of nowhere, a nurse in the section rushes over to this man and starts performing CPR on her father. So the game is happening. Her father is dying. This Bills fan rushes over. She saved his life.
No kidding.
What an angel. They kept him alive. They got him out of the stadium. Now, he's still in the hospital, but he is recovering.
Yeah.
He's going to need to get fitted for a pacemaker.
Right.
Which sucks because, like, that's going to be harder to get through the metal detector.
A little bit.
Into the game. But he's alive.
Yeah, he dodged a big bullet there, bro.
And, again, it's like, you know, it's super fitting for Bills Mafia, right? Like, somebody literally saved another member of the Bills Mafia life in that stadium. And I would assume that everyone just went back to watching the game because it's a happy story.
Sure.
So my brother sees this story, and he goes, "You know what I want to talk about on the show?"
Yeah.
"I think most Bills fans want to die inside Hard Micah Stadium."
That was his take.
You want to die at a game.
He wants to die. Like if you
doing something you love.
Yes. I mean, look, if you're going to go.
And you're a diehard Bills fan.
Yes, you would want to go inside.
You will die hard as a diehard.
Celebrating a touchdown, potentially.
Yeah.
That was his take. And I could not believe, I was mad. Like, he sends this to me, like, as an idea. And I was like, you know what?
All right.
I'm so mad. I want to watch you defend this, which he tries to do in the show, which if you want to listen to it, go ahead. But, the amount of things he did not consider.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, if I go to a game with you, a Bills game, we're diehard Bills fans, and you die in that stadium.
They just, crap out.
I'm never going to be able to go to a Bills game ever again.
Probably not. Even if you do try to muscle through it, that's always going to be in the back of your mind.
Right.
You were sitting there with a corpse.
This is where somebody died.
Yeah.
This is where somebody died, right? And then everybody who doesn't know you, sitting in that section around you, is going to have one of the most traumatic experiences of their life.
Also so you pretty much traumatize the entire section.
Yes! And like, God forbid there's like a little kid sitting around you, right?
Oh, yeah,
who watches
kids.
A grown man die while he's there having the time of his life inside this stadium. Like, bro, you get to go out of the way you want.
You would also go never knowing if the Bills won.
Thank you. I said the same thing.
It's not the end of the game.
No, your soul kind of hovers for a few minutes, right?
Yeah,
don't you get to, like, watch stuff for a few minutes?
You get to wait it out?
I guess it all depends on what you're into. But, like, no, I said that. I go, you know, I don't want one of my last thoughts to be, great, I'm not going to see the end of this game.
Yeah. Or, like, does he think, like, man, I nailed that death?
I guess.
Yes.
It was a very...
It's all coming together, death.
It was a very strange take.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You know, that stadium has been around over 50 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? There are people that must have
That's
died inside
that
stadium.
That's kind of what I was just
stadium.
Thinking, too.
Oh, yeah. Any stadium
Probably
of age.
Happened. Right? If they didn't pass there, maybe they passed a little later.
No, but
they were on their way out.
Even, Kimmy, 50 years, somebody must have breathed their last breath in that stadium.
You think, though?
Oh, yeah.
But you think that wouldn't have been a story, though?
You wouldn't know at the time because, you don't know the person's dead yet. But until you get them into the ambulance and work on them, and then they pass. I mean, they could be passed, but you don't know.
And Kimmy, I get that there are, like, crazy stories they cover. New stories like that time a couple years ago, that guy fell out of the upper deck and survived, by the way.
But that makes sense.
If somebody just has a heart attack, Kimmy,
you don't know what it, you just, you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Like, I mean, think of what you are doing on game day as a Bills fan. You are drinking, you're smoking, you're eating, you're running around. Hell, if you're just climbing those stairs for some people is a problem.
It's like a stress test.
Exactly. Like, you can't tell me there hasn't been some guy, and he's gone.
Yeah. So my sister's fifth husband had a heart attack at the house.
Okay.
And just to your point about consumption, right? So... He's on the couch. They were both chain smokers. They just ate. They're having drinks, after dinner drinks. He's on the couch, and he just goes gray. So my sister doesn't know what to do. There's still a cigarette in the ashtray. Calls the ambulance. They come. They want to know, what did he eat? She goes, well, you know, he's had a rib steak and baked potato with butter and béarnaise sauce, a couple of hard rolls and cigarettes, and he's had about 4 Rob Roys.
Hell yeah.
And they're like, yeah, this makes sense. You should be dead.
Did he make it?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
But then he came and he's still stuck with my sister, so I don't know if you really made it.
For God's sakes, man.
Bro, please. But, you know, like, she didn't know, and he just looked like she didn't know what was happening to the guy. But when they looked at it, they go, yeah, this all lines up to a heart attack.
252 WCMF. Talking about this story that happened in Buffalo on Thursday. An amazing story. Adult father-daughter go to this Bills game. Dad has a heart attack. He's having a heart attack in the stadium. She doesn't know what to do. She's having a hard time processing. People around her start screaming for help. A nurse from that section runs down, gives him mouth-to-mouth, saves his life. He is okay. He is in the hospital recovering. He's going to get fitted for a pacemaker. But doing this show last night with my brother, his take is, you know, if you had to go as a Bills fan, you'd want to go inside the stadium. You know what the other weird thing he says is? You know, my seats are third row on the 20-yard line, Bill's sideline side. He thinks that if he were to die in the stadium, that we're so close to the field, they would take his body out on the field.
Oh,
well, that might be the easier way to get him out because he's a big guy. I mean, he is big. I mean, I can't imagine him going up. It'd be easier to get him on a
wall.
I understand.
On a gator or just slide him out.
But another reason why this would not go the way you think this would, if you're a Bills fan that would want your last moments to be in the stadium, they're not going to stop the game.
Yeah.
They're not.
It depends how they got to get him out. Like, if they had to bring him out through the field because he's a bigger person, they're going to have to get that snow slide that they use and then slide him down. It'd be like the worst slide ever, sliding him out and then onto the gator to get him out.
But, like, you know... We're all the main characters of our story,
yeah,
and our own story, and we really care about our family members, right? You would truly find out how insignificant you are as a human.
So you think they don't stop the game?
No, they're not going to stop the game because they have TV contracts and advertising and all the stuff that they've paid for.
Got to make that money, baby.
So, I mean, like, the only reason we're hearing about this story is because
the daughter.
The woman talked about it. Like, and nurse. People around witnessed it. But, like, to your point, if you were at that game and weren't around there, you may not have had any idea what was going on.
So, like, how insignificant would that make you feel where, like, they won't even stop a game where a loved one of yours died? They would carry them up the stairs to get them the hell out of there.
Yeah. I mean, but you'd be surprised at, like, when you drop, even in regular life, how many people kind of walk around.
Oh, yeah, I know a guy who did that.
Well, that's not very nice. Mm-hmm. Who did that?
It's not.
I did.
Yeah, yes. You did. You did, didn't you? You told the story on the air before.
Yeah, I was at the bar, and I go outside to smoke a cigar, and they're working on a guy. It was just inside. I guess he went outside with his buddy. And next thing you know, they're doing CPR on him, and the ambulance is there and everything. So I went back inside to that cleared up, and then I went back out, had my drink and my cigar. But I, out of respect, I went back inside and listened to some more jazz as a gentleman. What? That's bad?
Yeah.
That's not even the worst story I have a heart attack.
No, it's not. It's not.
My helpman was golfing with his brother-in-law, and he dropped at the golf course. Mm-hmm. When the ambulance got there, they continued to play golf while they rushed my father to the hospital. And then the hospital contacted my mother.
They didn't even call his mother.
We don't know cell phones back then.
And you could go to the clubhouse.
They just made the turn, and they weren't going back to the clubhouse. Like, my mother flipped the F out, man.
Rightfully so, man. Yeah.
They didn't know if he's dead or not.
That's what I mean.
And my uncle and my dad had been buddies. You know, he was through marriage, my uncle, since the war. And my dad was in his 70s now. Doesn't hang around for his war buddy.
Who could be dead.
Oh, more than likely he is dead. He said that was his third heart attack.
Well, I figure, you know, once you have one or two.
He was like Dick Cheney getting one of those heart attack cards.
There have been no recorded deaths inside Highmark Stadium. Outside, different story.
Yeah, well, we've covered a couple of those. Yes. Could it be like Disney World where they refuse to pronounce you dead until you're like outside of the actual
stadium? Would make sense.
There have been other PR ones inside other NFL stadiums.
Well, those ones have also been stories where people like fall and
fell. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it is weird. I don't know. Is it normal for a person to think, like, how they want to go, who they want to be around, where they want to be? Like,
I don't get that stuff.
Because, like, that's what took me, like, when my brother made that statement. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not like, scared of dying, but, like, I haven't, like, thought about, like, the act of
I'm afraid to die. I don't want to know what that's like.
Oh, yeah, because, like, you know, if there is something after this, you are going to pay.
Well, look who's talking. You are seen your act, you know.
You got to figure, you know how we
they met your family.
You know how we talk about artists dying on stage. Yeah. I mean, you got to figure their fan bases are also getting older. So the longer that those old artists perform, the older their fan base is getting.
Yeah.
Which would think like this maybe has happened at some concerts and shows.
Oh, it's the killing fields, man.
So like,
it's like Cambodia in the 70s.
For God's sakes, man. What do we need? An encyclopedia to listen to the show this morning?
So I guess, would you want to go out seeing, like, your favorite artist, your favorite song being performed live?
Yeah, but you're not even hearing it. It's fading away from you.
Yeah,
it's like in the old days when you're listening to your favorite song on the radio and you started losing it. Oh, man. It's right in the middle of Foghat.
Here's the other thing that sucks, right? Like, most of the bands, if you're older, that you have, it's not most of the original members. So you're listening, you know, to some session player do a solo that wasn't written or performed by him on the album. Like, that sucks.
But people do have that fantasy of what it's going to be like when they check out. They had that Hallmark, the whole family's around you.
Well, like, even after it's all over, Bills fans specifically, there are a lot of Bills fans that want their final earthly remains to be inside or around the stadium.
Yeah.
And one of the grossest things I have ever seen in my life.
What was that?
I must have been like 11 or 12 years old. So my dad, he's got his Bill season tickets. He's had him since like 1988.
Yeah.
In the front row of the end zone on the Jumbotron side. So that's where I spent my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing watching this game, and there's this guy who like sneaks down in the aisle right on the wall there.
Yeah.
So he's right in the front row. And he looks suspicious. Something's in his jacket. He's holding something in his jacket, and he's looking around, and he's looking around, and he's looking at security. So we thought he was going to try and jump the wall and run on the field, which used to happen a ton back in the day. We would, like, put money on how far they would make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's not. He pulls out a bag, It's ashes.
Oh.
It's got to be someone's remains.
Is before it was turf?
No, this is turf. He's trying to put the ashes on the field. Maybe like my last season. Okay. You know, they touched the field before.
Yeah. Yeah.
He empties the bag.
Oh, the whole thing.
He empties the whole bag. Now, if you've been inside that stadium, and kickers will tell you this, the wind patterns in that stadium, they swirl.
Yeah.
He dumps the ashes.
No.
They kick up.
Oh, sure.
The entire section across from us
gets
a face full of this guy.
Gets a taste of death.
And nobody knows. Nobody is that.
Well,
like,
it's better you don't. I wouldn't want to know.
It's all burnt up anyway.
But like, you're inhaling this guy's dad.
You're doing a line of some guy.
Exactly. And like, we're watching this happen. And like, we're like, oh! And like, these people are like, they wash him down with some beer. So like, that guy's dad was in the stomachs of like 25 Bills fans in that game.
You ingested a human.
Yes, but he snuck those remains into the stadium to leave them, at least as far as he was
concerned.
The good
old days. Yeah. When you can sneak stuff in.
And that's not, I'm sure that still happens.
Oh, sure.
Like, there is a rule in NFL, like, written in your ticket with NFL stadiums. You are not allowed to bring human remains in.
I'm surprised they don't have, like, at some of these historic stadiums, like Lambeau. They have a section off, out front,
ashes,
where you could dump your ashes. I mean, it would make sense. Like, it's almost like...
Like, if you make it a little easier for people, they won't try to, like, do the...
Sneak it in. It's like when you go to Catholic Church, you light a candle for the dead, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but the Catholic Church is there to mourn the dead. I mean, you can make the argument.
Maybe this is your cathedral. This is your religion. You love the NFL.
I get where you're coming from. Just as far as an optics point for the NFL, if somebody spends $300 on a game
ticket. You don't put it right in the front gate. Well, you do it around the back somewhere, you know. Put some shrubs around it. Make it nice.
But it's funny we bring this up talking about how, you know, morbid it is, where we told you a couple weeks ago, the Bills have a functioning cemetery on the property.
Yeah,
the
that's
stadium.
Right. Yeah.
That exists there. It's the family that founded the town of Orchard Park. They built the stadium next to it, and one of the descendants still takes care of this cemetery, which is right next to where everyone tailgates. So,
a little weird.
I don't know, man.
Mm. I don't worry about your death.
Yes, thank you. And if you want to hear a stupid man for 20 minutes trying to justify his awful take, check out the show Let's Go Duffalo wherever you get your podcasts. Good luck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You want to get a ticket to like any major sporting event, concert, show?
Yeah.
Bend over.
What happened?
I mean, look, we're at the point now where anytime you want to go do something super cool and it involves admission,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you're going to have to pay a fortune. So it leads to what we're going to talk about.
What's that?
The interesting part of the story, however, is that people don't have to spend this money. And it feels like maybe we've been conditioned to think that we have to spend a fortune when in reality here, you don't.
So how do I get to go then? If I don't want to spend the money.
You go to the box office.
Oh.
We'll get into it.
They still got those?
You hang it out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So for those who don't know, Hamilton, the hit Broadway musical,
oh God,
is making its return to Rochester at the Rochester Broadway Theater League's Auditorium Theater in November. And folks are very excited about it. And that has caused something weird to happen.
So what are they doing to Hamilton?
So right now, there are about 3,000 tickets that are still available directly from the RBTL.
Oh.
Like, you can go and
on their website and probably score them?
You got it. Yeah. You can just go to the box office or through Ticketmaster, which is how they sell them online, and buy face value tickets to Hamilton. Those are the two official ways to buy tickets. The most expensive you can buy that way, the tickets are $181.
Damn, that ain't cheap.
But it's reasonable compared to what they normally are. You can get in the door for as cheap as $70.
All right. No.
For a night scene.
Coming around on your history now.
It is very reasonable. Mm. I mean, especially anybody that is paid to go to these musicals before, you know how expensive they can get. However, when you go to some secondary ticket sales sites, they are charging insane amounts.
And they must be getting it.
Yeah.
But why are people doing that if there's still tickets available?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So Berkeley Breen did an investigation last night.
Well, he's their guy, man.
So they started searching online websites. They went to a site called Ticket Center. They're selling tickets, single tickets, for as much as $935 a seat.
Can you imagine sitting next to a guy that spent $70 a year in for a G? Yeah.
The same thing was happening on Vivid Seats. And folks at the Rochester Broadway Theater League are worried that older people who aren't technologically savvy are going to these sites thinking this is the only way they can buy
tickets.
They're
just Googling tickets for Hamilton, Rochester, and this is what's probably coming up first, I'd imagine.
Like that those are the only tickets that are available, and that's the best deal that they're going to get. So as we look at this, now again, you can go and buy tickets for face value. There are 3,000 of them left for the 2-3 weeks of shows they'll be doing at the RBTL, but people are still spending more on secondary sites. Why, Kimmy, is this happening?
I think that there is a lot of confusion when it comes to the secondary market versus just going directly to the source and buying tickets. And maybe people just assume that, you know, with the way tickets are released, that all those tickets are gone immediately, so they don't even bother to try to go through the actual website to get the tickets. That instead, they just immediately look on the secondary market see like one expensive ticket and be like, well, that must mean they're in demand, you know?
So you're saying the tickets for shows and games sell so fast now, people assume they can't get them.
I mean, if there's like a big show that comes to town, I assume that if I didn't log on right away when those things went on sale, that I'm out of luck.
I mean, she's not wrong.
But you're saying that there are seats. Like, if you went and looked, they got seats.
Yes, no, you're right. But to her point, I mean, like, you think of the major shows, right? Your Taylor Swift, your Beyonce. Yeah. Like, those shows sell out insanely quickly. But even stuff at CMAC, who was the...
Oh, just about every concert you see over the summer is going to sell out.
Like, I was shy. I went to go see James Taylor, and I waited a little while. I didn't buy the tickets right when they went on sale, and I went a week later, and I could not believe how few I had to buy lawn seats.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I had a great time, great lawn at CMAC.
But you didn't have many options.
Yes, like when someone like James Taylor, and I love James Taylor, but I wouldn't think James Taylor.
It's an older crowd.
Hey, they're not going to be banging down the door to get tickets under the shelf.
They don't have enough ramp space.
So I would assume that, as soon as a show goes on sale now, they're immediately sold out.
But I would think, like a show like Hamilton, who's been here multiple times.
I think this is the third time.
So I'm thinking, like, Jesus, it's got to wear a little thin. I mean, the people that have seen it have seen it.
It's a sensation, man.
I don't get how people could go back three times and watch the same show.
My wife and kids have seen it twice.
I know people
they
do, but, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't that? I mean, what are you talking about? There's been musicals that have been.
You go see the same band.
I know the
times.
Phantom of the Opera came here. Like, people went and saw it multiple times. They saw it in Toronto. They saw it here.
Miss Saigon. There's a helicopter on the stage.
Well, that was pretty cool.
So you look at you stupid bitch.
You know how I feel about helicopter musicals.
No, but to Kimmy's point, I mean, there are people listening now that have seen Kiss, The Stones, The Who, 40 times.
But that's a show that moves. It changes. There's different set lists. This is a story that's not going to change. You know what I mean? You're going to hear the same dialogue every time.
Serious question.
Yeah.
How different is one Kiss show to the next Kiss show?
Very different, man. Especially when you go to another country, they do it in Spanish.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. An investigative story on 10NBC last night shows that despite the fact that there are still 3,000 tickets available from the Rochester Broadway Theater League, directly from them at face value, as little as $70 to get in, tickets to Hamilton, which shows up in November, are being sold on secondary ticket markets for as much as $935 a seat, and it seems that people are buying them.
Could it also be people are very picky about where they sit?
Okay.
Because I'm thinking, like, my dad, like, he always wants to be on the end of a row, in the middle. Like, he's very specific about what type of seat
he wants.
Old
man seat, the one where he has to get up and go to the bathroom. He wants a beeline to the exit.
Okay, but how much more am I going to spend? Like, if it's 181 versus 500.
I'm with you. Like, if I want to see something, like, I'm happy just being in the building. Yeah. But, like, some people are really particular about the angle of the show and, you know, how easy it is to get up and down. And, yeah, I think, like, some people just have certain preferences.
252-WCMF. I am curious, when it comes to Bills games, concerts, shows like this, where the go-to site is for people right now. Because everyone has their own place that they love to go and try and find tickets. Like, I'm on the Ticketmaster site right now looking at tickets for the Bills game this weekend. By the way, holy crap.
Yeah.
They are insanely expensive.
Yeah, you were just saying.
The get-in-the-door price to see the Bills play the Saints, who are one of the worst teams in the league, is $243.
That's way up by Ralph in Heaven. Like, you could talk to him almost.
Would you know my name if I watched it from heaven? Yeah, I mean, $243 for the worst seat in the house. But, like, I'm on Ticketmaster, which is, like, an official partner of the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. There are other, you know, Vivid Seats, StubHub, that people swear by.
Some that sound legit that I wouldn't probably go through if I were
But the game sold out, right?
Yeah, game sold out.
So I would have to go to a secondary market to get a ticket, because Ticketmaster that the Bills sell through, they're done.
Well, that's the other interesting thing. So I'm on the site right now. And yes,
Ticketmaster?
I'm on Ticketmaster. The game is technically sold out, but if you go to Ticketmaster, when you look at the seating chart, there are red dots for sale, which are resale tickets, and then there are blue dots for sale, which are face value. And if you search throughout the stadium, every once in a while, you'll find two side-by-side blue dots.
But you got to really do the work.
You do. I mean, you just have to scan.
But you're going to pay more than face?
No, that's face value. That's coming right from the Bills. In fact, if you don't mind sitting by yourself, you can find, you know, there's got to be 50.
What is face value? I don't even, see, that's the thing, too. I don't know what face value is supposed to be, so I don't really even know if I'm getting, that's why it could also be confusing to people, because I'm not sure what the actual cost of the ticket is supposed to be.
All right, well, let me put it this way. There's a single seat for sale, face value, 50-yard line in the second row for $279.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that's what face value is, because it's the little.
Wait, is second row up, 50-yard line?
No, second level.
Oh, second level.
Second level, 50-yard line. Yeah, so, I mean, if you go on these sites. Like,
but you have to sit by your. But then you got to really have to adapt.
Sit by your. That sounds awesome. I would love to sit by myself.
Yeah, but what if you're taking your wife?
Well, you can stay outside. Fine. Keep the car warm.
Yeah.
I'll meet you out.
Just circle the
lot. Find a seat nearby. You're lucky.
Save $50 on parking. Just keep driving around. You'll be sitting in traffic anyway. I don't know. So the RBTL2 in this story last night on 10NBC. Talks about how there are several ticket sites that are just straight up fake.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have tickets?
There have
been Scamola.
There have been issues where people go up to the box office the night of the show, ready to go to the show.
Oh, man.
They have this, what they think is their ticket on their phone. They have a sign up in the box office that says online seats can be more expensive or counterfeit.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You spend all this money on a ticket to go see Hamilton. You probably go out to dinner with your partner the night before or right before the show. You pay to park.
Yeah.
You're all dressed up. You walk up and nope.
God damn.
And there's nothing they can do. They didn't sell you the ticket.
Right. And your money's gone.
It's over. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's the same situation folks are dealing with training camp tickets with the Bills. There were people that bought what they thought were authentic tickets only to ride that bus all the way out to Fisher, get there, and nope.
I remember, I don't even know what the site was. When my dad was looking at tickets for the Sphere, he went to go see the Eagles, and he was trying to buy like a group of tickets in a row. And he called us to confirm, but he had found this site that was like very, very cheap when all the other tickets were going for hundreds of dollars. And he named it, it was like, ticketsforless.com, something like
that's very
basic.
That's why it's cheap.
And I was thinking, like, don't give them your information. It's probably too good to be true. And even if that ticket looks cheap right now, it could be like they may tack on like hundreds of dollars in fees later on. So it's it's probably not a real thing. But even me, like, who's pretty savvy with that stuff, I wasn't really sure if it was a fake site or not. I was like, better err on the side of caution with this one.
You know, I think what's so funny about this whole thing.
What's that?
If you were to buy tickets to Hamilton, stand outside the auditorium theater and try to sell them for more than you bought, paid, you'd be arrested. Mm-hmm. That's scalping.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Same thing at, you know, outside of a Bills or a Sabres game, right? But the way that this is, like, turned with all this online stuff and the fake buyers and I think you can make the argument that maybe going back to the older way is the better way. Sure, you're going to pay more, maybe.
But at least you know what you're getting. You're holding a ticket.
Exactly. Yeah. And the closer you get to game time or showtime, the prices from those scalpers are going to go down because they don't want to get stuck with 20 tickets in their hand. I mean,
but then you could also get scammed with that, too. I don't know if this ticket's real or not.
Okay.
And you have no way to verify.
But at least you're holding something in your hand.
Yeah, that might not work.
I'm talking to somebody who's sitting in an apartment in Serbia. No, taking my money.
I mean, look, I had bought tickets to, it's a long story, Game 5 of the World Series in Detroit years ago when I was on the road. And, like, I was so scared. The steal was so good to be, too good to be true. I walked through with the ticket and had the guy stand outside with the other ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's ways I can see a face. I'm with you. If I see a face, I feel better.
Every now and then, you do still see ticket scalpers. You'll see a guy with the sign that says, I need tickets.
How do they
and
do
I don't
that?
Understand.
With the digital
quickly.
Tickets. No, but... No, but like when I was a kid driving to those Bills games with my dad, there would be guys with, you know, 30 tickets
in
their hand. Exactly. Like I'm not trusting you to transfer a digital ticket to my phone in the parking lot.
Because, you know, there was guys that did it for a living. Yeah. I mean, like they had like a site where it was basically like a stock market. They bought the tickets and then they sold them. You know, hopefully that, you know, they made money on those transitions.
Transactions.
Because that's how I scored at the Olympics with that kid.
No, don't get me wrong. They're scumbags. I think they're scumbags.
No, they're not, man.
Oh, says man who benefited from it?
Bro, what are you talking about? Somebody got to see the Olympic basketball team.
We'll take one call, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what do you got?
I just wanted to tell you guys, I was in Baltimore to see Nate Bargatze, and I got tickets for four of us, and someone else came over after we were seated, and they had the exact same ticket seats.
Oof.
So the people at the venue were nice enough to get four more chairs for these people, and they added the chairs to our row.
But they had your exact same tickets.
They had the same tickets, same seats number, and it was like a tobacco for like 30 minutes before the show
started. But it sounds like they had fake tickets.
Well, that maybe,
or somebody, or they made a mistake. I don't know how that happened.
You think they told them to
leave? I don't know, but at least the venue, like they were like, oh, what do we do for like 30 freaking minutes? They were all standing there and people that worked there, and then all of a sudden these four chairs come out and they put the chairs next to us.
Was he good?
Because I'm really nice. They put like two on the end and two behind us because we were on the floor.
Was he good? Because I'm going to see him in 2 weeks at the Blue Cross Arena.
Where are you going?
Oh, I love him.
To see comedian Nate Bargatze. He's very funny.
You're going to go see a comedian.
My wife really wants to go. Look, I know. I think he's funny. I am worried.
He's very clean.
Yes, he does.
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean.
No F word.
Not at all.
Good luck.
It's hard for me to watch comedy, but I think he's very funny.
It would be really hard to watch clean comedy.
No, and I'm sure he's great. Watched him. You haven't even watched him. Don't sit here and be a dick.
But I can't watch clean comedy.
Okay. Lauren.
You guys are hilarious. Have a good day,
thank
guys.
You. Bye, Lauren. All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bad news, everybody.
What happened?
Today, it's all over.
Wow.
All that has been and will ever be comes to an end at some point over the next 24 to 48
hours. Gotta wrap her up, huh?
And if you're not in the know, well, you better listen up.
What do I gotta do?
Well, if today is gonna be your last day on Earth, you don't want to waste it.
No.
Right? You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So for those who have not heard, either today or tomorrow, the rapture is happening.
Ah, the rapture.
And for those not familiar with the rapture, it's a religious belief in some Christian circles. Folks who are righteous will be whisked away into heaven, like immediately.
Yeah, like they get to go right away.
Boom, you're sucked
VIP
up.
Style.
You got it. Well, the non-believers are left to live in a post-apocalyptic hellscape until the final judgment. Okay. If you are a millennial that read any of the Left Behind books, that's what we're talking about here. We remember the Left Behind books, Kimmy. Oh, your mic's off. See, oh my God, she's been raptured. No, you may have seen a bunch of talk on social media over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And there is a reason why people believe the rapture is today. And it's one single reason.
What?
A pastor from South Africa named Joshua Malakala, excuse me.
Okay.
Says that God came to him in a dream and gave him a vision.
This guy.
Yes. And that vision led him to explain that the rapture will be happening on September 23rd.
Well, so it gave the date and everything.
Yes, and for
like
some,
a save the date.
You got
it. Can we get a time on that?
We don't. Well, I mean, you know, with time zones and everything, it's hard to pin down.
True.
For some reason, a lot of people around the world have jumped on this man's prediction.
Okay.
And there has become a legit debate online from believers of the rapture today and people that don't think it's going to happen.
So, like, if you believe, are you just, like, waiting?
I guess.
Because what's the sense of doing anything, really? I mean, today's the last day, and you think you're going up. I'm not doing a damn thing. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm not doing a darn thing.
That's not going to save you after everything you've done.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, why do anything?
So to that point, there are reports and videos on social media of people that have been selling off their cars, possessions, quitting their jobs. Yes. I mean, you can go online, TikTok and Instagram and find them. Anticipating, based on this man's vision.
Cleaning up all the loose ends.
Yeah,
man, they're going to be real disappointed.
Okay. That's a lot of faith
in
a guy you never heard of until you saw his thing.
That's a lot of faith in faith.
Okay, also true. Also true.
Yeah.
All right, just right off the bat. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does anyone in this room believe the world end of the world starts today?
No.
Okay.
Because the scripture that I was taught like in Christian school, I thought he was supposed to come like a thief in the night. Like, you're not supposed to know where and when. Like, it's just going to happen.
Okay,
if you believe
now
it,
you're in trouble. He's called Jesus thief in the night.
He's gonna pop in there.
I mean, you know, there's 1,000 different interpretations of what the end of the world
is. I know, but that's the one I was taught.
I understand.
Like, I'm going to go, like, I don't think they're going to talk to Chuck down in Johannesburg.
Who knows?
You know, because, you know, he's doing parlay sheets on soccer games, and all of a sudden God shows up.
Now that we know that no one in this room thinks the rapture happened today, it is weird how people that do believe it's going to happen today are preparing for it.
Yeah.
Like the whole selling their possessions thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe you're going to be just whisked off Earth at some point over the next 48 hours, what are you going to do with that money?
Well, that's my point. Why do anything? Yeah. Just sit there.
Yeah. Right?
Somebody like, yeah, you're right.
I mean, if you do want to tie up loose ends, like you said, you could just give that stuff away, because there will be people, believe what's happening here, that will be
rather. Man, what a fire sale, right?
That would be the more pious stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, keep in mind, if you are giving it to someone, you'd be giving it to someone who is not in a position to get into heaven right away. You'd be helping the wicked. I don't know what's that
about. Yeah, but I think they get a second shot at it.
They do. You do. You get a second shot if you, and again, that none of that's in the Bible.
Mm.
It's not in the Bible, like you said.
Yes.
So, all right, if that's what you believe in.
Yeah.
So it's like a round robin competition. You can come back through the system, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's more like this. The Pius get a first round bye.
They're up.
Yeah. And then you are now battling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have home field up until the AFC Championship game.
Okay. I could see my sister doing this. My sister was a deeply religious woman.
Okay.
And I could see her selling off whatever pittance she had, you know, and then just loading up on cigs and chocolate milk, waiting to go.
I mean, if you're going to go.
Cigs and chocolate milk?
There are worse ways to go.
Yeah, you said it, buddy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A prediction by a South African pastor has more people than you want to be comfortable with believing that today is the beginning of the end of the world and that they will be raptured into the great beyond.
So I do wonder, like, the people that believe this one's coming today, did they believe the ones in the past, or is this is a different one they're following?
That's a great
point.
Because
there was like a, what was it, 2012, everybody thought the world
was
going
to end? Yeah, the end of the Mayan calendar. Yeah.
But even this rapture one floats around every once in a while somebody got a vision.
Yeah.
So I just wonder, like, did they see all those come and go and think those were somebody else's beliefs? I don't believe that. But this guy, though, I like his idea.
It's for real and it's personal.
It's a great question. I mean, this could also be a new generation of people that are coming of age. These things, right?
Never experienced it.
Yeah, you brought up, I mean, look, you of the rapture end of world things we've had in our lifetime, right? Heaven's Gate, Y2K, end of the Mayan calendar, several stories of meteors or rogue planets that were supposed to blow us all up, the prophecies of Nostradamus that have been brought up since, you know, the 1901, right? I mean, it makes sense that every 15 years this happens because then you have younger people that are now adults. And here's the thing.
What's that?
You look around with what's going on in the world today, all over the world, you understand why people would cling to the idea of religion.
But that's life all the time. Like, you could, any point in history, you could look at the world and go,
no, you're right.
What a mess.
But that's why it makes sense every 12 to 15 years, another one of these big ones shows up again where a whole bunch of people are believing in it, right? I just don't get... Why would you want it to end today? Because I think if you do believe it ends
today, you're going to paradise.
You kind of want it. Okay.
Maybe you're going to heaven.
But that's the other thing.
Can't you eat like anything you want?
Pretty sure of yourself.
Are you doing an Albert Brooks movie right now?
No, but I thought like you get whatever you want.
You're basing this all on an Albert Brooks movie that played on HBO all the time.
Hey, what is it? Justify Your Life or what is
that? Something like it.
No, now I'm very funny movie.
I'm getting confused with Heaven Can Wait, which is when the quarterback of the Rams. Yeah.
But it's a good movie.
Both great heaven movies.
Albert Brooks is very funny.
If you have time before the rapture, I suggest you check it out. The people that believe this is going to happen today, it does blow my mind how confident folks can be in something they can't be sure of. And I understand that's faith.
But that's kind of, that's how it works, right?
But this specifically, let's say the rapture was happening today.
Right now.
It exists, and the holy are getting a fast pass to the pearly gates. Are you sure you've lived well enough to get there?
Well, some people do.
Oh, no, I mean, they will. But I'm saying, like, you know, if you look back on all you've done, all you've said, right, what you think is okay, what you think is not okay, it would be pretty embarrassing if you sold off your stuff, you quit your job, even if you didn't do that, even if you had just openly said, I believe this is happening.
Sitting this one out today.
Yeah, and you get left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a big goose egg there, man.
Because, like, if you sold your car, right, like, not only do you have to take the bus to go beg for your job back, but the folks that are around you, who you thought you were more pious than, you're still kind of standing next to him.
So it's like that kid that doesn't get drafted, but the whole family's on the couch?
That's exactly what that's like.
And you go, all right, well, there's tomorrow.
It's a Chad Kelly situation. I mean, like, what do you say? Would you, like, if that's me, I'm going to hide in my basement and pretend I've been raptured.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Right?
It would also piss me off, like, if I'm, let's say I don't, believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know, but that guy got raptured. That dude,
you'd be
he
pissed.
Got up.
But that's probably why you're still here, right?
Yeah, because, that's
yeah, I'm Judgy Magoo. I know that. Like, man, I know what you've been doing, man. I was around for some of the stuff you did. You got the pass.
What they
I
call,
didn't.
Hey, that's what you have a venial sin that you got to work off now.
What do they call it?
No, it's
venial?
Venial. Too complicated. Too complicated. We got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at Duffy on WCMF. Jeff writes us on Instagram, do we know exactly what time this is supposed to happen? I have a colonoscopy tomorrow, and this would be a great way to get out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That would suck. Like, if, let's say the rapture is today.
The ass pass.
And you stood in line at the DMV for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you spent your last day before the end of the earth started.
Yeah.
And, like, the other thing
but
about-
you go up.
Well, no. If you're raptured, then who cares? You're going into paradise.
Right.
But if you're not raptured and the end of the earth, the end of the world starts today, how do we just go, like, continue to live on?
Well, why not?
Well, no,
by the way, if I'm at-
But what if your doctor's not there?
If I'm at the DMV, the line just cleared.
Yeah, but the lady behind them, everyone that works at the DMV is going to heaven.
No, they ain't.
Bro, they are. They have to put up with all that.
Yeah.
That's an instant.
No governor employee is going up to heaven.
What about government employee?
Either one.
Governor employee. Are you
the governor?
Governor
ain't going either.
Do people believe this? Because I'm sure there are people that believe this is happening today. They got kids, they got families, they got stuff going on. Do you keep your kids out of school today?
So that did happen. Oh. That happened during the end of the Mayan calendar. There were reports about that. It's happened a couple of times where people thought that a meteor was going to explode with the Earth.
So then do you send them back to school tomorrow when it doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could call if you're worried about being embarrassed, right? You call them up and you go, "Oh, they got a doctor's appointment." And then you just send them to school.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it is an interesting thought. Like, we've talked about this on the show before. Like, if we all knew it was going to be the last day on Earth, like, everyone thinks about, ooh, what would I do?
Right.
It would be the worst day on Earth ever.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to actually enjoy anything if because
everybody's in a panic.
Happening.
And you wouldn't
be grabbing everything.
And you wouldn't be able to do anything. No one's going to work that day. It's not like you can go into McDonald's and order all of the food that you want because no one's there to cook it.
Right.
Right? Everyone's going to be just taking whatever they want because there's nothing to answer for tomorrow.
True.
Right?
Well, you could really speak your mind, though.
But for what reason?
I don't know, but if you just want to get something off your chest, let it fly.
And here's the thing. What else is there? How are you going to do it, though? Because I can't imagine. Like, I'll say this, man. I love my job. If tomorrow the world's ending, I'm not coming into work. I'm staying home.
No, but you could tell your neighbor, you know, whatever.
Hey, let me tell you something, Jack.
Your mother-in-law.
But let's say you tell that person off. They could kick your ass. They could kill you. What do they got to lose? The world ends tomorrow.
But if you kill me, I'm still going.
Okay, but now you lost that last 12 hours that you could have been in your earthly body, Tommy.
Yeah, true.
Like, I don't know. Like, the obsession that we've had over the end of the world and, you know what? Because it's a freedom. It's an idea of freedom. Mm. All of the stresses and burdens of my life are disappearing. It's not the freedom you think it is. I think it just creates more stress.
Well, panic, I guess.
Right?
Like when a storm's coming, everybody rushes to the grocery store.
Yes, but nobody looks forward to that storm coming and be like, when it hits, everything's going to be so good. Zach writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF again. Predictions of the rapture today, the start of the end of the world. Zach says, it would be unfortunate to have your doctor sent up mid-procedure and wake up with the camera still in your you-know-what.
You can.
I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
You don't want to take that out yourself.
Well, there's somebody else that could yank it. I mean,
everyone that works in a proctology office, raptured immediately.
Bro, you can pull it out yourself.
You want to pull out your own butt camera?
Yeah. It's like those beads they sell in at the dirty bookstore.
Yeah,
you yank them out.
I don't want to do that. Are you talking about the dirty curtains?
Oh, yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah, just throw it on the floor and leave. Put your jeans on and go home.
Now you're definitely not getting to heaven.
You'll never get your results back.
What does it matter? The world's ending.
You did that for nothing.
Yeah. The world's ending.
Good point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest.
Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.